Let's take a look at our text here, this parable, the mustard seed. I actually believe that's the main teaching here in this parable of Jesus. He unpacks what the kingdom of God is all about. The mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds, and actually very common in Jesus' day. If you went to the market, you could find a pile of mustard seeds on one table. You'd go across the way in the marketplace, there'd be a pile of mustard seeds, very common. If you went out into the countryside, there'd be bushes with mustard that came from mustard seed all over the place. A very common item Jesus is mentioning here. Nothing fancy, very insignificant even. And Jesus goes on to say, from that mustard seed grows a tree with branches. Now, that's kind of weird. It doesn't say tree in the text, but you'll see where I'm going with this. He says that branches come, a large kind of tree. Now, what we know about mustard seeds is that they grow into bushes that weren't exactly large. And that's where we need some Old Testament teaching to really understand what Jesus is saying. You see, this text from Ezekiel is doing it. That's why it's been paired with Mark. See, in the Old Testament, there was this teaching that there would be a cosmic tree that would come, that would span the distance from the earth all the way to the heavens. The prophets talked about it. And in that tree, all creatures, all the birds of the earth could sit on the branches of that tree. And all the nations could be in that tree. Some scholars call it the cosmic tree. That sounds really exciting. See, what Jesus is talking about is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is so mysterious and powerful that it comes from a little mustard seed and grows into a massive structure that is amazing and significant and holds all the kingdoms and nations of the world. Jesus has it in the back of his mind as he's teaching this parable. And as you think about it further, what Jesus is saying, if it's possible that from a little tiny seed comes a cosmic tree that spans the heavens and the earth and bridges the gap. I don't have time to teach that, but that is what he's saying. If Jesus says it can come from a little mustard seed, you see, all things are possible in the kingdom. From a mustard seed comes a mighty tree. It's there in the Old Testament, actually. Abraham, that was a little mustard seed. All there was Abraham and Sarah. They didn't have any children. They didn't have any descendants. What did they become? A nation with descendants more numerous than the stars in the heaven. God took a little seed, a bunch of Hebrew slaves in Egypt, and took them to the promised land. They became a great nation. God took Gideon and about 300 men, and he turned them into a mighty army. God even says in the Old Testament, says that he chose Israel because they were the weakest of all the nations. From a mustard seed to a mighty tree. It's there in the New Testament too. This is the way God works in our life. Jesus sends out 11 disciples. They change the world with the Holy Spirit. A man named Saul, who persecutes Christians, begins to follow Jesus. He changes the world, turns the Roman Empire upside down. That's what Paul did. Turned it upside down. A little mustard seed into a large, mighty tree. It's not just in the Bible, but think about this person. An insignificant monk named Martin Luther. Didn't come from a family that was established in Europe, but by his teaching, he reformed the church, but not just the church, changed the standards of the day in his country and for many years to come into the future. Yes, all things with Jesus in his kingdom. It's a teaching in the Bible, but it's all throughout history. It's especially in the Bible. All things are possible when you're in the kingdom. Now, I know what you're thinking here this morning. Pastor, okay, you gave churchy examples and stuff in the Bible, but what about my personal life? I've got something that's really impossible in my life. The kingdom can come to you. Don't we say in the Lord's Prayer this little phrase? Thy kingdom, how does it go? Thy kingdom come. When Luther talked about that, Luther would say, the kingdom's coming whether you pray for it or not. It's coming. Luther goes on to say in the Small Catechism, he says, it's coming, and we pray that it may come among us also, so that it can be a part of our lives and mix with us, so that the impossible can become possible in our lives. My friends, the kingdom of God is all around you.